on the Lamed Ches Omer Aleph at the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Irev Varagla V'yom Rishon. Like we said, there's two ways of making an Eruv Tachumin. One is you send a shliach with a pas, and he puts it down within the 2,000 amas that you're allowed to walk in one direction, and you're kona shvisa there, and from that point you have another 2,000 amas. You can have close to 4,000 amas in one direction, but you lose your 2,000 amas to the other direction, because your shvisa is 2,000 amas away from where your house was. So that's one way. And you put the bread there, and the bread has to remain there till the end of Ben Hashmashos, and after that it could be destroyed, whatever. Or you actually go yourself there, Erev Shabbos, and you say, I want to be Kol Nishma Shvisa. We'll see if you have to say anything or whatever. You go there, and then you stay there over Ben Hashmashos, and you go to Dilma Beis Kedusha Hosein. On the other hand, maybe it's two separate Kedushas. Velo Kone Ruva El Yom Echad, and the Erev is only for the first day. The Dino Liyosh Kishbisheini Kivne Iro. And the second day, since you have no Erev, then you have 2,000 Amas to every direction. The Ein Lo Kan Ela Alpayim. Umiman of Shach Bahanach Alpayim Ama Mishteri. That 2,000 to the east, for sure you have. Because no matter what, if you're like your regular city, you have 2,000 to the east altogether. Right? And if you're not like your regular city, you have the Erev, you have 4,000 to the east. So 2,000 for sure you have. Okay, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, Omrim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, say, Erev Baragla Barishon, Ein Ma'ara Baragla Vesheni. They hold that if you made an Eruv on the first day, it helps for the second day. You don't have to go back and make another one for the second day. Nechal Eruv will be Yom Rishon, Yotzei Lo B'Sheni. Even if the Eruv got eaten up on the first day, it's still good for the second day, because it's all one long Kedusha. Rashi, Ein Ma'ar Barag V'Sheni, Ein Tzorech La'arev. Devave Kedusha Achas Ninu, U'Kechadi Yuma Arika Havi. That the two Kedusha, Shabbos and Yontif, they come together as one long Kedusha, and therefore whatever you did the first day helps for the second day. Okay. Omar Rav, halacha kedalit zkenim halalu, va'aliva de Rebelezer. Rav said, the halacha is like the four zkenim which we're going to mention, and they all go according to Rebelezer. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. What is the Omar Beis Kedusha saying? They all go like Rebelezer, who holds that Shabbos and Besheni. Zemara says, Ihochi hainu Rebbe, and saying the same thing that Rebbe said. Right? What are they arguing? They're saying the same thing that Rebbe said. Eim of v'chein, Om Rav Shimon Gamliel. So put into the brice over there, v'chein, Om Rav Shimon Gamliel, like Rebbe said. Moshe says, v'lech shov nami Rebbe. Now Rebbe also holds it's what's it called, it's one Kedusha. Rebbe tonne lo v'lo sover lo. Right, Rebbe said it, but he doesn't hold like that. He said there are people who hold it's one Kedusha, but I don't hold like that. So Rebbe doesn't hold like Rebbe Lezer. He taught a Mishnah like Rebbe Lezer, a Braisa like Rebbe Lezer. The Rabbanan Nami Tanu Lo V'lo Sover. Maybe then the Rabbanan who you mentioned also don't hold like that. They say the halacha, the chain, what's it called, the chain, just like Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka said the same thing, but they don't hold to that either. They said it, but they don't hold from it. Maybe if you're saying Rebbe said it and didn't hold from it, maybe they also said it and didn't hold from it. Gemara says, Rav Gemara Gomir La, Rav had a Mesorah. That those Tanoim held like Rebbe Lezer that it's one Kedusha. They not only said it, they held like it. The Anamasora, the Rebbe, didn't hold like it. Okay, Rashi. Ipcha Shamin and Lulael, the Chenom Rab Shimon, no Chalei Ruva, Barishon, Ein Yotzil B'Sheni. You should write that Chenom Rab Shimon, just like Rebbe, that it's all one Kedusha, and that's two Kedushas, and if the Erev got eaten up on the first day, it's no good for the second day, because two separate Kedushas. The lech of Nami Rebbe, the Shamin and Leila El Behedya. Rebbe said the Feirush that it's two Kedushas. And on a regular Friday, when the Mon fell, that's when you have to prepare. Chol Mechin L'Shabbos. The Chol Mechin L'Yontif. The Ein Yontif Mechin L'Shabbos. The Ein Shabbos Mechin L'Yontif. You need Hachana. The thing has to be around already on a day of Chol, before Shabbos or Yontif. But if it wasn't around, and it came into the world and was prepared on Shabbos, then it's also on Yontif. And if it came into the world on Yontif, it's also on Shabbos. That follows it. Because of this halach of Hachana. And Tosus has a shail over here. How do we learn that? By Yom HaShishi. Right? How do we know that Yom HaShishi isn't a Shabbos? It isn't a Yontif. Maybe it's a Yontif. So what first also says, because it's called Bayom HaShishi, it's talking about where the mon fell. Right? This is going in the pasuk of the mon. And the mon didn't fall on Yontif. And others hold that the mon did fall on Yontif. Only didn't fall on Shabbos. Machlokas in Medrashim or whatever, whether the mon fell on Shabbos or not. On Yontif or not. And therefore, if you hold the mon did fall on Yontif, you can't say that's a limud. It has to be talking about a day when the mon fell, because then it could be Yontif too. But Hashishi, Bayom Hashishi, means the normal, regular Friday, which is mostly Chol. Okay. Okay. You see from here that Ha can mean the normal, regular one. Even though it means the, what's it called, the special one. Special means the normal, regular one. The one that usually you associate with. Not the one that's a Yotzei Min HaKlal. Right? Ha always means Ela Me'ata Ya'arvu Belagin. L'chaor is Pashat White. We had before, when we had that person who was Tomei, what's it called? He was a Harav Shemesh. He was a, what's it called, a Tvul Yom. And he didn't want the Tevel to the Truma to be Chal while he was still a Tvul Yom. So he didn't want it to be Chal till after the sunset. In other words, till it was dark. And he said, I want this to be my Erev. And it's not an Erev. Because it didn't become mutter to eat until, what's it called, nightfall. And Dein HaShemashas, it was also. Because if it would become mutter on Dein HaShemashas, it would have been Tameh. Because he still wasn't a Tar. Because the sun didn't set completely yet. It wasn't night. So the Chora, if the beginning of the day is Kona the Erev, then Lamaisa, at the moment that he was Tahar, which means when the old day was over, is exactly when the Eruv takes place, and the Nela, he, what's it called, it's a good Eruv, because it was not Tevel anymore at the exact second that he wasn't a Tvul Yom. So it should be okay. Mara says, no, but in Suda Haru'uyu Mibod Yom, Velekah. You need another condition. Aside from the fact that you need an Eruv that you can eat, you needed to have to be able to be eaten before Shabbos came. That's one of the tznoyim. It has to be that your Erev is edible before, what's it called, it's needed. So the first day, you can walk 4,000 amas to this side, but you can't walk to get to this side. You can't walk at all on this side. So l'chora, if the beginning of the day is kona, you always need, what's it called, the suda haru'uyo miba'od yom, right, then while it was still Friday, you couldn't get to your Eruv on this side. Because you weren't allowed to walk a step out of the city over here. Only when the new day will come, will this Eruv kick in. And then you won't be able to walk over here. But if you need a Suda Haru'uyo Miba'od Yom, you don't have a Suda Haru'uyo Yom. Because the Eruv that's on the other side isn't accessible till nightfall. And when the daytime was, you couldn't get to it. So therefore, it's not a Suda Haruya also Yom. So why is it good? Ni savris the monach le besof alpayim amalekan ulo besof alpayim amalekan lo. The monach le besof elef amalekan besof elef amalekan. It's not talking where you needed a full 4,000 amas on both sides. Today you needed to walk 4,000 amas to the east, tomorrow to the west. So you put two Erevin down. An Erev Yontif, one to the east and one to the west. That's the case, then the one to the east is what's it called as out of your bounds on Friday. So you couldn't eat it. It's not talking about that. It's only talking where you needed 3,000 amas to each side. So you put the air of 1,000 amas out of the city. Okay? And you put the other one 1,000 amas on the other side. So now you have 2,000 amas to every direction. Because on the east side was in force that day, and then they let prohibit him from going amas into the other side of the city. It says, you think it's talking where he put two Erevin to 2,000 Amos on each side, and therefore, when you go to your Erev, you don't have anything more on the other side of the city? No. Lo demonic le besof elef. Velo havit tzarech lemezo lo barishon lo v'sheni. Eleshlo shalofen. He only had to travel 3,000 Amos. He only needed a 1,000 Amos extension. So he put it at the end of 1,000 Amos. Now he has another 2,000 Amos from there, which he would have had anyway 1,000, but that's not, he doesn't care. He just wants a total of 3,000. So the Erev is within 1,000 of the city. The city's considered Arba Amos, so he has another 1,000 to the other side of the city, to to make up his 2,000 amas from his Erev. So he could have gotten to the Erev on what's it called, on the first day. He could get to his Eruv on the west side. It's a total of 2,000 from his Eruv on the east till the Eruv on the west. Okay. Elohada Omer of Yehuda. How about this case? Erev Baraglav Yom Rishon. Ma'arev Baraglav Yom Sheni. Right, if you made the Erev yourself, not a shliach, so you didn't need any bread. You went and you were kona shvisa, right, at the end of the 2,000 amas, so you could go further. Okay, for Shabbos, and you have to do it again on the second day, because they're two separate kedushas. They need to pass tirats to the tchilas hayom kona Erev. The Erev to pass shtika memela koni, right? If you did it with bread, so then, what's it called? We have no problem because we said that the Erev is only kone on what's it called on the beginning of the day. So Shabbos is making for itself. You left the bread there. You didn't say anything, and the Erev was kone, right? Ela Erev Baraglov Solka Daitav the boy lemeimer. If you have a piece of bread, so that's kone shvisa, whether you said anything or not. But if you don't have any bread, you're just going there. I think now that you have to say something, right? I want my shvisa to be here, and then by saying it, you're already making. And you can't be mechavan exactly when the new day starts, so you're going to have to say it before that. Because if you say it then, you're too late. So you're going to have to say it a few seconds before. If you say it a few seconds before, you're being mechid. By saying what you're saying, that's hachana. So it's a problem. If you have the bread, just leave it there. And when the day comes, it'll be chal. So that's only for Shabbos to Shabbos, not Yontif to Shabbos. But if you're there, we think now you have to say something. You have to say something. You're going to have to say it before the day starts, because otherwise you lost it. There's no 1 second that you could say something where the day already started. It's like there's no present. It's either the past or it's the future. The present is not there. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, the Kamba Mishotziyu, Kamar the Yoshein Konish Visaso, Afal Gav the Havi Kechetse Hefker Bi'alma, Shein Ode Makne Lohem Shvisa. Right? Even though he over there says the same thing, that a person is sleeping. Right? He went to sleep Friday morning. And he happened to be there. He's called the Shvisa. Because it's no worse than, like we said, Chetzei Hefker. Same thing over here. It's no worse if you're there and don't say anything. It's also called the Shvisa. Tamara says, Afilu Temo Rabbanan. No, it's not only according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Even according to Rabbanan who say Chetzei Hefker, are not kone, right? Ad kan lo pligi rabbanon alei rabbi Yochanan Nuri ela biyoshin. They only argue if the guy's asleep, where he couldn't have said anything. Then the rabbanon hold that you have to say something. You can't be, what's it called, in a matzav where you couldn't say something. De lo motzi omar. Avol b'neyur di boy lemeimer motzi omar afagav de lo omar kamanda omar dami. That's the case of Roy Labila, where it's possible to say, even if you didn't say anything, you're kone shvisa. Where you're in a state where you couldn't have said anything, then the rabbanon hold that you're not called the shvisa.